All right, my name is Jeff Danz. I'm here with my son, Forrest Danz.
Hi.
We're just going to do this podcast. We're going to sit here every day. We're going to talk for about 10 minutes.
For a month, right? Or for every day?
Yeah, every day until mom comes back. So we're going to do this thing, and we're going to post it, and we're just going to pass along our family knowledge, I guess. Or our family doesn't really work well and talk well together. Something, you know, whatever happens, happens, you know. True us is going to come out over these next 30 days. So how was your day today?
Good.
That's not how you answer questions. Someone asks you how your day was, you say, good, I did this, I did that. You know, that's how conversations work.
Not too much happened in school that was out of the ordinary. I mean, I did get to eat breakfast. Usually I don't get to eat breakfast, but most of the time I prefer going in a car rather than a bus. So I went on the bus, got to school, ate breakfast, finished a review sheet that I had to do that was due today in the morning.
You did it? You didn't do your homework?
Well, yeah, I forgot it, but we had time to do it, and it wasn't due till tomorrow. It was due today, actually, but I was glad that we didn't have to get our recess period taken away today for corrections, because that would have kind of stunk if I didn't have a recess period, because I would have lost some time to find out some words. But the rest of the day was pretty normal.
Seems like you forget your homework a lot lately.
Yeah.
Why is that, do you think?
I don't know. Maybe it's a lack of sleep.
A lack of sleep? Yeah, well, we're going to get you to bed early tonight. We're going to get you to bed in about 8 more minutes, so we're doing good with that. How are your grades?
Well, they're kind of up and down. I'm not the best studier, but I get 99.99% of my work done. So usually the classwork and homework grades are a breeze for me. Some of the test grades are what gets me down sometimes. So I'm really trying to focus on studying better, but it's not working out the way I envision it most of the time.
What is your grade numerically? That's, I guess, the question I was asking.
I think it's a 94 point something.
Right, so this is a straight-A student saying this stuff, just so you guys know. Why is school so important to you?
Well, for me, school, I don't know, I don't like school most of the time. But I want to be able to, first of all, be able to go to college. And I feel like if I don't get some kind of scholarship, I probably won't be able to go to college for long enough to be a successful person. Because, like, nowadays, it's like you can't really get a good-paying job without at least a bachelor's degree and high school diploma. And if you really want a good job, you need at least a master's degree in something.
I don't know. I don't have a master's degree in anything. I don't even have a bachelor's degree.
Well, yeah, but you also got a job before like the world
changed.
Not changed completely. It's just now it's harder to get a job. But since you had the experience, it's easier for you to get a job, because there's the experience factor that people can look at on your resume, that you've worked at a machine shop before, and that, I mean, you weren't like messing up everything.
Talking about my boss at work. How much of our work lives do you hear about your mother and mine?
Actually, I don't know whose I hear more about, because I spend more time with mom, but she doesn't really tell me as much about work. But I don't see, like, we don't talk about your work for as long, or we usually don't talk for as long during the weekdays. So we don't get as much time to talk, so that's kind of hard. But actually, I think I might hear more about you, because mom starts saying a bunch of, not crazy stuff, just more outgoing stuff that she wants you to do, so you can maybe have a little more freedom, or kind of almost have the people that are your bosses, like, or your boss's bosses, to realize that you might be better at what you do than your bosses. But from what I've heard from you, it doesn't really work like that, because your bosses don't really care about the employees
as yeah much. Exactly, like in my line of work, they we're all replaceable, so they don't care who does what kind of job, as long as they make their money. That's just kind of how the industry works. It's kind of like Upton Sinclair's The Jungle. That's a book you should read.
Yeah, that's kind of just not good for the employees. And I feel like it's almost not entirely giving somebody their human rights and their dignity. Their entire human rights, at least.
But what's more important, if you're a boss making money, since you spent your whole life investing in this company that you finally own, or taking care of your employees who are really just your workers?
Well, I guess in a business sense, making money is a lot more important, but on a humanity level, sometimes that just, it almost takes over too much, and it kind of gets rid of some of your humanity, and you're just not caring about some of the people that are in your worst conditions that you've created.
I agree with some of what you're saying. Probably half the people in the world won't understand what you're saying, but I got you. You're not. I like talking to you when you're this tired because you're not exactly as clear as you normally are. You're not very articulate tonight, but that's okay. Sounds good. It's very real.
Yeah.
You feel comfortable in front of the mic with me now, or does it still feel like we're doing a podcast?
It's actually pretty comfortable. It's not like, it's just 10 minutes sitting down and talking about kind of a winging it kind of thing. Like, wherever this podcast or the next podcast or whatever podcast happens in the next 30 days, wherever it takes us. And it's kind of like I don't really have to think, almost. Like, I don't have to think as hard about what I want to say.
Just talk. Just be you, man. That's what it's all about. I just want to hear the true you. What did you see at the gym today that you really liked? Jim Kelly, I'm referring.
Oh, yeah. So, since I had some downtime, because I ended up not doing class because I didn't have clothes, but
I said it was my fault, but whose fault was it really?
Kind of my fault, because you were expecting me to have clothes, but I forgot my shorts at school, and right. I didn't realize till I was, like, at Lola's.
So that's kind of your fault, and that's one thing we're going to talk more about, personal responsibility. We're going to talk about that a lot over the next 30 days. Because I need you to step up a little bit around here. Mm-hmm. But when you're in charge of something like your shorts, when I know you have your shorts, you should definitely have your shorts when you come home from school. Especially since shorts are expensive and I have to buy a lot of them. And I don't have a master's degree like you said, so they're really expensive for me. It's like an hour and 45 minutes of my work time. More than that probably after taxes for your $50 shorts that you like.
Those are only the sweatpants.
Oh, the sweatpants ones? All right, you can lose those ones, but they're still expensive. Enough of them is still going to be an hour.
Yeah. But, yeah, since I had the downtime, I got to saw the legendary play where Jim Kelly gets super mad after he throws a pick and breaks a guy's leg, the guy coming back with the pick.
I was talking to you about that forever. That guy never played again, did he?
I'm not sure, but he broke his it like
when snapped he looked his at leg it, in two, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty
it,
bad.
It looked like, it looked inhuman. It looked like part of his, it just looked like a wet noodle. It was like kind of wiggly instead of straight like it's supposed to be.
That's pretty funny. My leg was wiggly once when I broke my foot and my foot was on backwards. It was pretty wiggly. And then I had little kids jumping over me and jumping on top of me and stuff because I was coaching wrestling. And a bunch of four-year-olds that are all over the place like they are in the kids' class sometimes after class.
Gosh.
Yeah, I'm laying there and my foot's on backwards. It's so funny. I ended up taping a stick to my leg so I could get it straight so I could get out of there.
A stick to your leg?
Yeah, from outside because we were right outside the gym, so there was a bunch of sticks. So I could tape a stick to my leg because I broke both the bones of my leg, so my leg was like wobbly. I couldn't really move on it. I didn't want to go in an ambulance because I didn't have good insurance then. So the moral of the story is get a good job so you have good insurance and you take an ambulance to the hospital.
Yeah.
I guess that's the lesson for today. We talk about school a little bit. Talk about Jim Kelly's interception. Tomorrow, what do you want to talk about? We're at 10 minutes, so what do you want to talk about tomorrow?
I don't know. Should we take turns picking?
We didn't really pick anything today, but we'll try. If you have a comment for what you want us to talk about, put it in the comment section.
Okay.
Otherwise, one of us is going to pick.
All right, sounds good.
And any comment you give me that's negative towards Forrest, I'm going to read it to him and I'm going to make him cry. So please leave negative comments.
Are you suggesting that I'm not Forrest?
No, I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm suggesting people write mean stuff so you cry.
Oh, you're talking to them, not me. Okay.
Yeah, we're going outside of this room. We're going into the third dimension or the fourth dimension. We're breaking that wall. They're not supposed to break.
Breaking the fourth wall?
Yeah, breaking the fourth wall, just like Deadpool. All right, let's get out of here. Thank you for your time, sir. Bedtime. Go to bed. I'm glad you're already PFB'd and showered.
Yeah.
For those that don't know what PFB is, what does it stand for?
We'll just say use the bathroom, floss, and brush, and then you can... And then we really should start adding M for mouthwash.
Yeah, definitely. All right, we're past 10 minutes. We're 11 minutes. Go to bed. I love you, man.
Love you, too.
Give me fives. We have fives that we give every night. Mom has hugs and they talk and stuff. We usually just give fives. We just and give fives. And we're like, psh, out of here. All right. Whatever this podcast is called, Caveman's Corner, I guess. I don't know.
What would this be?
I don't know. Kid in the Corner? Something like that. All right. We're out of here. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Or a good day, since it's probably day when you listen to it.
Yeah.